We are learning Masechtas Nozir Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 12 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Man Tana Had Tana Rabbanon. Who is the Tana of the following Brisa? It says in this Brisa, we had this a few times on Daf Yud Zayin. Ein Bein Tomei Shenozir LeNozir Tar Shenitma. There's no difference between a Tomei that became a Nozir to a Nozir Tar that became Tomei. What's the difference? El Shetamei Shenazir, a Tamei who became a Nazir, then Shviya Shalor Elim Raminyan. The seventh day counts as the next Naziris Tahiri. You can start the Naziris Tahiri from the seventh day. Why? Because the usual process of a Nazir that becomes Tamei is that he gets his Parah Aduma on the third day, the seventh day, goes to the mikvah. On the eighth day, he brings the Kabbanas and takes the Hirkan on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he brings the Kabbanas. And on the eighth day, he starts the new Naziris. But a Nazir that was in the basic forest, he doesn't bring in carbon. So he can start the Naziris on the seventh day, because he doesn't have to bring Kabbanis. So all he has to do is become Tahar from the Parah Aduma. He goes to the Mikvah, and even though he doesn't have Erev Shemesh, he can start as a Naziris. So, Ein Bein Tamei Shenazir LeNazir Tahar Shenitma, El Shetamei Shenazir Shvi Yishaloi Olam HaMinyan. The seventh day is Olam HaMinyan. LeNazir Tahar Shenitma Ein Shvi Yishaloi Olam HaMinyan. But a Nazir Tar that became Tamei, there, the Shvi is not eliminated. He starts on the eighth day. So who's the Tana of this Brisa? Who's the Tana? Because what it was saying, that we're starting Naziris on the eighth day. By regular Nazir Tamei, you start Naziris on the eighth day. Amar Rav Chista Rebbe, the Amar Rebbe, ain't Naziris Tahara Chalal at Shmini, until the eighth day. The Tamar Rav Yisrael Yehuda, he, ha'amar Naziris Tahara Mashvi, he would chayla. That means that's Pashit, a Nazir that made a Naziris in the basic forest, he for sure starts the seventh day, he doesn't have to bring Kabbanis. But we have a Machlaikis, Rebbe and Reis Yehuda, a regular Nazir that becomes Tamei, a Nazir Tar that becomes Tamei. When does he start as a Naziris? From the seventh day or the eighth day? So obviously this Bryce says the eighth day, we're going according to Rebbe. Because Machlaikis, Rebbe and Reis Yehuda, when you start the Naziris Tahira, on the seventh day or the eighth day? My Rebbe Reis Yehuda, where's this Machlaikis? Who's Rebbe and Reis Yehuda? The time within a Brisa. It says in the Pasuk that after they bring the carbon, they bring three kabbanas. He brings a chatas, a oila, and a asham. And it says in the Pasuk, v'asa akoyin echel chatas ve'echel oila, v'chipe alav ma'ashachata al nefesh, v'kidesh es roishoi b'yomahu. And it's v'kadesh his head, which means he grows his hair that day. What's b'yomahu? When's b'yomahu? So the Brisa is like this. The Tanya, the Kiddush is Rosh Bemehu, but Yoyim Avaz Kabbanos of the Rabbi. It means the day he brings Kabbanos. And we'll see later on in the Gemara how he knows it means the day of Avaz Kabbanos of the Rabbi. Rosh Yehuda Eimer, but Yoyim Teglachtoi. It means the day he takes a haircut. So we have Machlaikis, what's Bemehu going on? Bemehu going on the day he brings Kabbanos, or, because it says Kiddush Rosh Bemehu, or Bemehu means the day he takes a haircut, which is the seventh day. Like we said, the seventh day he gets a haircut, and the eighth day he brings the Kabbanos. So what does Bemehu mean? The seventh day, the eighth day. It's Machlaikis Rebbe versus Yehuda. And the Gemara later on the bottom of the Amud, will tell you Mekairis from Sukkim, how they knew how to darshan Yemehu. But first, we want to know this Mishnah in Masechtas Krisis, who is going like? Well, the Tanan, there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Krisis that says like this. Nazir Shenitma Tumas Harbe. A Nazir that became Tamei a bunch of times. Ain't maybe a carbon echad. Only brings one carbon. Man Tana, what's the case and who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Omer Rav Chista, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi. It's Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. The Omer Naziris Tahira B'Mishvi Chayla. That Naziris Tahira is Chayla on the seventh day. U'Mishkach Aslo. And it's possible to have this Mishnah. Kunch Nitma B'Shvi. V'Chaz of Nitma B'Shvi. That it became Tomei on the seventh day. And then became Tomei again on the seventh day. Kivin de lo yotza shosh harui lahavi carbon. Ein echai vel carbon echot. That means like this. He became Tomei on the seventh day. Then he went ahead and went to get a Parah Aduma again, another seventh day, and again on the seventh day it became Tamei. Now remember, we're talking about Nazir who started off as a Tahar, he became Tamei, he went through the whole process on the seventh day, let's say he took a haircut, and he did a spritz and everything. Then he became Tamei again. So here, he didn't bring his carbon yet, but he's ready to start his new Naziris. So it's an interesting case. He didn't bring his carbon yet, but because he has to wait till the next day. But he can start Naziris from the seventh day. Here, the chiddush of the Mishnah increases is, you only need one carbon. Since you never got to the time when I could bring a carbon, I'm only chayav one carbon. Only chayav one carbon. I didn't get the time I can bring carbon yet. So even though you have multiple tumas, multiple times, you became tarim, became tummy, became tarim, became tummy, and you even start the zeros on the seventh day, but since you didn't bring carbon, yet, you only bring one carbon. That's a chiddush. And mishkach is like, it's a shvi, because it's a shvi. Kivin liyot shah haru lavi carbon, in a chayav carbon achad. Ditame a rabbi, because he says rabbi, you're still in the middle of the first tumah, because you don't start the new nazir until the eighth day. So on the seventh day, you become tumah again. There's no tzad to bring another carbon. You're still in the middle of the first tumah, first naziris. So there's no tzad, you're going to bring a carbon. So you don't need a chiddush for that. Kul tumah richtihi. Ay, nitma b'shmini. You taka bring a new carbon every time. Because you already entered a day that you're ready to bring a carbon, so you taka bring a carbon on each tumah. So therefore the Mishnah increases that says, Nazar Shinitma Tumas Harbe, Ainameva carbon echad, that's Pashit, that it says only one carbon, it's going according to Reis Yehuda. Where it's Shayach a case of seventh day, and it's Shayach a Chiddush of seventh day. Masha Inkain, Rebbe, Mashikal Rebbe, that's not Negeya for your Rebbe. So now, let's just see what are the drushes of Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. We established, that's very clear, the Mishnah increases is going according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. But let's see, how do they know, how to darash in V'yem Hu? He said it means V'yem Taglachtai, he means V'yem Kavanas, how do you know? My time with the Rebbe. Omar Kral, the Pasuk says, V'chipeh lov ma'ashachot al ha'nefesh, V'kidesh es roisha V'yem Hu. That's the process of the Pasuk. So, pretty clear, it's like Rebbe. It says, after you do the Kabbarah, the kiddush is reish of yemu. It's pretty first, like Rabbi. When do you have kiddush reish? When do you start the uziris? Rabbi from Nelson. After you bring the kabbonis. After the chippa. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. King. Let me crave the kiddush is reish. Just say kiddush reish. What's by yemahu? By yemahu. Lovely. So yemu is teaching us me in English shmini to English shvi. Extra word saying, you know what? The kiddush reish yesterday by yemahu. Yesterday, that day, and therefore you know it's going on that. So what's Rabbi do by yemahu? Rabbi Nami Aksim V'yem Hu. You hear Rabbi Aksim V'yem Hu? Really, the pasuk sounds like after the carbon. But he said, don't say V'yem Hu. V'yem Hu sounds like they're talking on a different day. The kiddush V'yem Hu means on seventh day. Rabbi Nami Aksim V'yem Hu. Omelach Rabbi Yehu L'Hach Yudah Asah. Lo Melech Afish L'Hev V'Kaban Aysav. Zot Rabbi Gishmak. The kiddush V'yem Hu. On that day you bring kabbonis, you could that day you start the new Naziris. Even before you bring the kabbonis, or you don't bring the kabbonis. Let's say you didn't bring the kabbonis, it's still possible to start the day. The chayel ole Naziris koy devas kabbonisav, like Tais says later on. It's chal the Naziris even before you bring the kabbonisav, because that's V'yem Hu teaches us according to Rabbi.